Hello again and welcome to Bunny's First 11. We're looking back on Graham Onion's favourite matches of his Durham career, and this is benefit year. And this week we're talking about a particularly emotional one for you, Graham. This is Yorkshire versus Durham in April 2011. On the face of it, it might look to some people like a humdrum county championship match, but for you it was especially important.
Yeah, well, it certainly was. Very much a big occasion for me, really, after a long 18 months out due to back surgery. One for many reasons, really. I mean, generally never thought I would play again, but also the emotions of actually playing again, and of course getting five wickets was everything put into one game, and it was an amazing day. And I remember you interviewing me after day two, and it was a real special occasion for me, really. As I said, you know, going through the tough times of injury, but also getting the highs of taking wickets and bowling again was just something which, yeah, I never thought I'd do again, but also the joys of taking wickets was fantastic.
And just to backtrack a bit for people, you'd been out with a stress fracture of the back, and that injury had actually come just at a time you were starting to establish yourself in the England side. You played two particularly good innings with the bat in South Africa. You were really starting to establish yourself as a frontline bowler. So to go from that to worrying if you'd ever play again must have been horrendous.
Yeah, very much. I mean, my career took off massively. Lots and lots of highs were coming all at once, and then I obviously hit rock bottom. But I mean, starting from playing against the West Indies, against Australia, finishing off that season in 2009, getting a central contract, and then going to South Africa and at the end of 2009 and not getting the wickets I deserved, but bowling really nicely and really kind of cementing my place in that side, to of course getting selected to go to Bangladesh. Literally the first day I arrived, second day I arrived, went to the nets, and just what I thought was back spasms, having been on a flight for quite a long period of time, and then a bit of a journey. Of course, I bowled a little bit, and then when I was batting, it started to flare up a little bit more. And I remember at the time just thinking, oh well, it was quite a short period of time that I was going to be out. But the guys basically said, oh, like with England, just said, oh look, do you want to stay or do you want to go home? And I said, no, of course I want to stay. I want to be part of the England side. It was only a two test match series, of course. I missed the first one, and I was still nowhere near being fit. Of course, in my mind, I had no idea exactly what was going to come. Got on the flight, got on the way home. After at least, you know, 3 months of still not playing, I went to see a surgeon, and the best thing to do was to basically have back surgery. Of course, at the time of being so high and then being so low, it was certainly a period in my life where I didn't realise how I was going to come back from such a tough time. It was a very much a mix of emotions, from getting help from people from the ECB, you know, close friends, from family friends, just trying to give me advice. But equally, you do as much as you. I mean, one of the hard parts was not necessarily the pain of the surgery or anything like that. It was the case of doing all the hard work and getting fit and strong, and all the tears and the sweat and stuff that you did in the gym, as I still didn't know if I was ever going to be fit again. So that actually came before this Yorkshire game, when I played against the students, and I played and I bowled okay, very rusty, but bowled okay. And then of course I played against Yorkshire in this game.
Yeah, and worth pointing out that all this happened when you were only 27 years old. It wasn't sort of at the end of a career, it was when you were still in your prime.
Yeah, I think if it did happen at the end of my career, it potentially could have been at the end of me, if I'm being honest, because it was quite hard. There was a lot of low times, but ultimately I had that real desire. I had that real taste of the England success that I always kind of reverted back to. I always thought I want this so bad. The times on the treadmill, the times when I'd be running in the rain on the outfield and stuff, and A special thanks has to go to, you know, Mike King, who doesn't work here at Durham, but what he did for me, and the hours that he spent in the gym trying to help me when, once again, we didn't know how the results were going to be at the end, is, I can't thank him enough, really. And I could quite easily thank a lot of people, but it was just the determination of getting back to where I wanted to be. As I said, it might never have happened, but thankfully I've obviously carried on playing, I've carried on going, and this game was very much a mix of emotions of obviously not being back to where I was, but also I'm playing again, so I'm happy.
Yeah, and you mentioned in the Headingley Pavilion that day that one of the goals you had, and I guess you have to have these little targets, is that you wanted to play one more county championship game for Durham. So to do that must have been...
That's why this game is so special. I remember through my whole time I was thinking, I wasn't thinking about playing for England again. Of course, in the back of your mind, you always want to get back there. And at the time I was still separately contracted. So of course I was getting a lot of help from the ECB, but for me is I just want to play one more. I just want to play another game for Durham. I knew I was never going to walk straight back on the England side. You know, after 18 months without bowling a cricket ball, the drive that I had to try and get back to where I wanted to be is just by playing for Durham. I'm very proud, I'm very privileged, very lucky to play for the county so close to my heart, and I'm no different now to what I was back then, as I still want to improve, I still want to get better, and of course you just want to put that Durham cap on and you want to do it proud.
Yeah, and the way the game started, it was Durham who won the toss and decided to bat. So your first involvement in the game was actually as a batsman late in the first day.
Yeah, I remember side bottom getting me out. I remember at the time I was thinking, this guy's never going to get me out. So he's quite an oldish fella, but a very, very, you know, a great competitor. And I remember getting caught mid on. So a typical tail-enders dismissal, tried to drive one, wasn't quite there, headed straight in the air and got out. And you know, I remember thinking, right, this is my time, you know, this is my time to go out there. And you know, if I'm being honest, I hadn't bowled another cricket before this game. As I said, I bowled one more game, I played one more game before this game, and I bowled okay, but you still got doubts in your mind, of course you have. You look at the footholds and you look at your action, you look at the stress that you put under. I think the only thing which I did remember is that I wasn't going to bowl like a lot of overs. I think I did think, oh well, if I can get through I'm talking about a maximum of probably 17 or 18 in the day, even per innings, I would have been happy with, and luckily enough, you know, it worked out quite well.
Yeah, and I guess with most of these games we talk about, one of the themes is, because they're such big games or important games for whatever reason, you want to start well, and it took you two balls to take your first wicket.
Yeah, I remember it was live. First ball was a good ball. I remember it was a really, really nice delivery, played and missed, I think, and then the next one was an absolute rank short ball, obviously planned, not at all. And Ben Stokes caught at square leg, just above his head. Adam Lyth at the time was just coming on the scene and was known as quite an aggressive player. And one thing you don't do is ball short to him. So, of course, second ball, I dragged one down, and luckily enough for me, all emotions were released as he headed straight to Ben Stokes at square leg.
Yeah, I mean, there must have been a lot of nerves before you took that first wicket, because as you said, you played against the students, but I guess in your own mind, to be playing a county championship game against players of this calibre, it's just another level up and another test of your fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of doubts that go in your mind and a lot of things that go in your mind, but ultimately you have to try and put them out your mind and try and just focus on what you do with the ball, and that's look, I mean, obviously me getting five wickets might have been a little bit of luck involved with this, but for me it was very much getting through some overs, getting through the game and trying to feel good about myself and trying to gain confidence in what my back can do, really. Of course, I didn't know with my action, and I very much, you know, I curl over and I get a good bend in my back, and obviously with me having a screw there, you think of stupid things like, well, you can't bend a screw, so how am I going to actually get through my action and things like that? And you know, these things all, you know, they were still there, but this game was so special for me because I gained confidence. You know, there was times when I would maybe dive in the field, which I had to. You can't, the competitive edge, you know, makes you do it, and I woke up actually feeling fine. So I was great. The next morning, I remember being stiff as a board, but it was worth it, absolutely.
And you talk about the competitive spirit. I mean, being the sort of person you are, I'm certain that you wouldn't have wanted to just take part in this game. You would have wanted to make sure you played your full part for Durham, and you were able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, I mean, as a bowler and as a young lad at the time, I just wanted to play, but I wanted to make sure I was going to do a good job, and that's the reason why I played the games before, to try and get some bowling in, to try and get a little bit of confidence. But ultimately, sometimes when you've been out for such a long time, the best thing to do is to actually get thrown into the deep end and just go out there and play and perform. Yes, I could have, of course, I could have got none for 80 off 15 overs, but I think with my mentality and the drive and the willingness to get the ball in my hand and to play in that game, that's probably the reason why I got the 5 wickets.
Defending a first inning score of 327, you bowled Yorkshire out for 149, and it's noticeable that you took 4 of the top 5 batsmen, so it wasn't simply a case of just picking up cheap wickets from the tail. You really played an important part.
Yeah, I did, and I remember it was a great feeling. I remember actually I probably got 8 wickets in the match because I got Joe Root, who was obviously a massive player for England now, a fantastic performer. I'm sure will be one of the greats. I think it was only his second or third game, hadn't played much cricket, and I remember getting him out 3 times with 3 no balls. I bowled 8 in the game, and that's something which actually I didn't even think about. My rhythm was all out, and my rhythm wasn't particularly great. But in a way, I wasn't that bothered. I mean, the competitive edge was always there, but I wasn't thinking, oh, what about me run up? Come on, get behind the back line. I was just purely thinking, this is great. You know, this is what it's all about. I'm absolutely loving life, and it was fantastic.
And then Durham didn't enforce the follow-on, which was probably quite good for you in terms of your workload, and really set quite a challenging total. I mean, Dale Benkenstein made 150, but this game was quite noticeable as well. It was Michael Richardson's debut, keeping wickets in the absence of Phil Mustard, which was very unusual, who made a 50 in either innings, and that really tipped the game in your favour.
Yeah, I mean, that's he probably think of that game as well. I mean, I remember keeping wicket, and he was celebrating his catches when I was getting no balls and they weren't counting and stuff. And of course, it was a real mix of emotions. But I mean, Dale Benkenstein, absolute legend here in Durham, a fantastic performer. Comes as no surprise, but of course, when you've got me, who hasn't played for a long period of time, and then you've got Michael Richardson making his debut, it was fantastic for him to, of course, keep wicket but also get runs. It was a great day for him.
And it's funny, we'll talk many times over these podcasts about Warwickshire and Edgbaston, a ground and a team that you always seem to do well against. Michael Richardson's record against Yorkshire is similar, and you just have that sort of, you just have these counties, don't you, and these venues that you just like playing on.
Yeah, you do, and grounds are exactly the same, and you know, you just get that feel good factor. Or you go to the ground, one of the funny things is you get off the coach, you get your bags, and you quickly rush to where the same spot as where you've been every single year, and that can be at Lords, it can be at Edgbaston, it can be at Headingley. You know, I'm no different. I'm not particularly superstitious, but you want to go there and you want to sit in the same spot, do the same things, and hopefully things will go your way. And it was great.
So you set Yorkshire a target that they were never really going to get. Declared on 311 for 6, which left them needing 489 to win, which was practically unheard of at Headingley in 4-day cricket. And again, you got root out in the second innings with the help of Richardson once more, which must have been great.
Yeah. I mean, obviously at the time he was a young lad. I remember playing against him, and I was thinking, this guy's not even, he must still be at nursery. He was tiny. He had like little baby face, but geez, the guy can play. You know, he's a fantastic performer. For England now, and at the time, you know, he would probably look at these games now thinking, I remember, I learned so much from that. I bowled quite nicely at him. It was a big game for me, I'm sure it was a big game for him. But I mean, noticeably in the second innings, I remember Liam Plunkett putting in a good shift. He pulled a lot of overs, bowled really nicely. I think he actually pulled his quad towards the end of that game as well, so we missed him for maybe a couple of weeks after that. But I remember running in the ball, and he kept saying, "Oh, I've got cramp in me quad." And I was like, "I've never heard of cramp in me quad before." But he just kept on going. Another guy who wants to win for Durham, wanted to do fantastically well, and he put a good shift in it and got those last few wickets. And then, of course, he came off the field, and Nigel Kent, our physio, was very much like, you know, you're probably going to be out for a good couple of weeks. You've probably strained your quad, which is disappointing, but you know, we got the win.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's nice to make your comeback, it's nice to take wickets, but it means so much more when it's in a winning course.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I mean, this game, win, lose or draw, I would have taken, and I just wanted to bowl some overs, and I was just absolutely delighted to be back playing. To take 5 wickets in the first innings, to take a wicket in the second innings, but most importantly get through, you know, 38 overs, I think it was, in the game, I felt fantastic. I actually remember that second innings thinking, Dale Beckenstein said to me, "Oh, do you want to keep on bowling?" And I was looking at the scoreboard, I was thinking, well, I bowled me 15 overs, which was planned. And he was like, "What are you looking at?" And I said, "Oh, well, I bowled me 15 overs." He said, "Look, Graham, if you feel good and you back yourself," excuse the pun, "back yourself, but if you feel good, just keep on going. Keep on, you know, back yourself. You're feeling fine, go for it." So I did, I carried on, I bowled, you know, 3 extra overs, but 3 extra overs for me at that time was pretty big. And as I said, you know, this game for me was almost as big as my England debut.
Well, that's all from this episode of Bunny's First 11. If you want to learn more about Graham Onion's benefit year, you can visit his website at www.grahamonionsbenefityear.co.uk, where you can find out about the events that are being held this year and the charities Graham's supporting. Until next time, goodbye.